This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker continues his summer series about great albums celebrating their 50th anniversary. And what could be more appropriate for a summer series than the Neil Young album called On the Beach? It's not all sunny, though. Young has referred to his 1974 album as one of the most depressing records he's ever made. Ken explains the context behind that remark and why he thinks Young's downbeat music is actually thrilling, even inspirational.
I need a crowd of people, but I can't face them day to day. Though my problems are meaningless, that don't make them go away. A crowd of people, but I can't face them day to day.
On the title song of On the Beach, Neil Young sings, "I need a crowd of people, but I can't face them day to day." 2 years before the release of this album in 1974, Young had put out Harvest, a huge hit that attracted that crowd of people. It remains his best-selling album. But that success freaked him out. He started to write songs that were more downbeat, more guarded and prickly. His marriage to actress Carrie Snodgrass was collapsing. When his guitarist Danny Whitten and one of his roadies Bruce Berry passed within months of each other in drug-related deaths, he told Rolling Stone that he held himself partly responsible. Young went into the studio and started talking about feeling like a blood-sucking vampire. Recording sessions for On the Beach were gloomy affairs fueled by a lugubrious drug mixture the musicians called honey slides. In this context, Revolution Blues, Young's rumination on psycho killer Charles Manson, fit right into the overall mood. Young enlisted Levon Helm and Rick Danko, the rhythm section of the band, to power up his memories of once trading guitar licks with Manson. The song ventures to get inside Manson's warped head with shocking, vivid details. It's one of the best songs Young has ever written and performed.
I'm a barrel of laughs with my carbine arm. I keep them hopping till my ammunition's gone. But I'm still not happy. I feel like there's something wrong.
Is it any wonder Neil Young was Johnny Rotten's favorite hippie? The bleak but beautiful music Young was making during this period mixed folk and country with rough production and pinched, piercing vocals. It was Young's early homegrown version of punk rock.
On the shore, singing songs for pence with tailors who charge $10 at the door. You can really learn a lot there.
it doesn't matter.
One thing On the Beach demonstrates is that artists can make good art no matter how hemmed in, churlish, or depressed they may be. What might emerge from such low moods can prove revelatory and relatable in the way that the best songs about feeling bad can feel so good to a listener. With typical willfulness, the summarizing message of On the Beach can actually be found in its very first song, Walk On. Quote, "Sooner or later, it all gets real." Cover depicts Neil Young alone, barefoot in the Santa Monica sand, his back to us, all but shouting, "Get off my beach!" His songs are stormy warnings. Beware, I'm no role model. But its music also says, we're all in this together. A bummer and a downer, On the Beach takes us not to the edge of the ocean, but to the abyss.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Neil Young's 1974 album, On the Beach. On tomorrow's show, how one investigative reporter says Donald Trump has changed federal law enforcement. David Rode argues that since 2016, Trump has used conspiracy theories, co-option, and threats to bend Justice Department and FBI officials to his will. Rode's new book is Where Tyranny Begins. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Sam Brigger. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Nakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producers are Molly C.V. Nesper and Sabrina Seward. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley. Signals curve.